Hey everyone, and welcome back. I know it's been about a month or just over a month since I released the first part of this series on COVID-19, what's happening to my parenting. And man, depending on how you look at it, I guess you can say it's only been a month, or man, that month was the longest month ever. A lot has happened in our country, on this part of the world, in the United States, in that time frame. But many of us are also still experiencing the stresses of parenting during this time. And there are just so many people and so many stories and just different situations. Combine that with a sense of isolation or loneliness, or even tension between spouses. It's a lot to deal with. Today, we have with us two moms. One is Raquel and the other one is Marlena, who's actually my sister. So I'll be doing the introduction to her in a bit. So let's just jump right into it. So the first mama we're going to be hearing from is Raquel. She is married to her husband Chris, and together they have a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old. So let's get into her answers.
So how has COVID-19 affected my parenting? Well, to start off with, I know Sister White recommends that most of a child's day should be spent outside, you know, learning in God's book of nature. And truthfully, that has been my favorite place to spend with my child. And although we long for the country, we do live in the city. So ever since my son was a baby, we resorted to places like parks, aquariums, zoos, gardens, hiking trails, and the like to spent, you know, time outside with our son, you know, so that we can meet his everyday outdoor experience needs, especially since we don't have our own yard or anything of that sort in which we can spend hours. We feel bad seeing our child restrained inside and wish we had a place in the country where he can run and learn freely, COVID-19 or no COVID-19 scare existing. We are just praying for God to guide us to a place where he wills. In the meantime, however, God has been so merciful with us because amidst this whole chaos, he provided us with a new home where there's a lot more green for us to enjoy, and even our own little patio area where we could have, you know, a small garden and spend more time outside. So this has really been a huge blessing. So this cannot make up for the country living upbringing that the Lord has instructed us to be given to our little ones. It has definitely been a blessing, you know, to just be able to spend large portions of my son's day by day in these places. And not just for our son, but also for us, as we are very outdoorsy and don't like being confined within four walls. Before the pandemic, our goal was to spend at least 3 hours outside, you know, bare minimum. Well, sometimes spending nearly the entire day outside. With everything being closed and the caution we now need to practice, this time has been reduced, and we have had a tough time. Though we are slowly adjusting, we are definitely not happy with the changes. The Lord makes no mistake when he counsels us to spend our time in nature. He knows our great need of it, both physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. While this has affected us, we've tried to stay positive, and we can see that this has also been a blessing and further opening our eyes to the urgency to get out of the city. I had already been longing for a country home, but now it has pushed my husband and me toward really getting to it.
So yes, this time has definitely shined light on our gratitude towards being able to go out and to go places and spend time outside and at all these different locations that where we can enrich our children's development. But now we'll go into Raquel's answer for how her gratitude has changed towards things like family, extended family, church family, etc.
Well, I've been able to see how friends and family can help lift you up, not only during the time when there's a pandemic, but specifically the prophetic time we are living in. It's been so beautiful to see how people have reached out to join prayer groups and fasting. A group of gals and I have had a group chat going on since even before the virus pandemic, and they have always been a blessing, but they have been an even greater blessing now that we are living in this time. I consider them the definition of church, as they have oftentimes encouraged me and have helped me in ways they probably don't imagine. I'm forever grateful for them and can't wait to sing with them in heaven.
So the next mom we're going to be hearing from is my older sister. Her name is Marlena and she lives in Australia. She's married to her husband, Boris. She'll give a little bit of an introduction to herself as well.
Okay, my name is Marlena and I'm 35 years old. I'm married to Boris and we have four children, two boys and two girls. And we live in Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia.
So before we go into the current, what's happening currently with you and your parenting, let's kind of just go back to when this all started. So we're like in what, month three or so now of this COVID craziness, like when things really changed, even though it feels like longer than that. So let's just dive right into that. So going back to maybe the first initial changes you've experienced, how has COVID-19 changed your parenting?
Well, it actually came at an interesting time because my fourth child was born in February. And, you know, with a newborn, you do the self-quarantine anyways for at least about 6 weeks or so. And so we were staying home anyways. We were staying home from church. I wasn't going to school with the boys. They were getting dropped off by their dad and he was picking them up as well. So, and then social distancing regulations and isolation came into play with the law being, you know, what it was. You couldn't meet with anybody or see anybody. And so that came at a time where I was just about ready to go and mingle and socialize. So it was quite interesting. We had to stay isolated a bit longer, but that was all right. And then my husband and I were a little concerned because our boys were still going to school at that time. And we didn't want them to, you know, if they did catch COVID-19 or anything like that, we didn't want them to bring it home to their newborn sister. So we asked the school if we could start having our boys at home. And at that time, because it's a small school, they were very accommodating and said, yeah, we understand. That's fine. We'll send the boys' schoolwork home and you can do it with them. And at that time, the majority of the students were still going to school, so they didn't have a remote learning program or anything established yet. And so we did that. And at first, it seemed like a pretty easygoing time because their teacher was sending work every now and then. It wasn't like this is their work for the day, for the rest of the week, you know. It was just kind of like would come in whenever she had time. And so I thought, oh, this is pretty cool, this is pretty simple. And then term one ended, because the way we do it here in Australia is term one starts at the end of January and then it goes for a couple of months, and then they have a 2 week break, and then the next term starts, and then 2 week break and so on. So they finished term one here at home, and then we had a 2 week break. So that was pretty good. Nothing too crazy busy there. But I noticed that now with the two boys home, I obviously had to divide my time, not just with a newborn and a toddler, but newborn, toddler, and then two very high energetic boys. So that was a bit challenging. I had some pretty rough days. And then the break was over and term two started. And by then most of the students were learning at home. So they had a remote learning program established. So we had distance learning every day. And that was challenging for me to wrap my head around the online learning, because I've had apps to use and to learn and then understand how their teachers was doing. Well, they have the same teacher, which makes it easy. One's in kindergarten, one's in year two, but because it's a small school, they are in the same class. And so Just trying to wrap my head around what each was learning, and yeah, that took some patience and some time, and there were days where I was really impatient and frustrated, and I just didn't feel like I could do a good job.
Let's go into how COVID has maybe changed our gratitude towards things like church or going out or family or extended family or things of that nature. Because I know I was used to seeing family members every week. They were coming over. My dad was coming over every week. And so I missed that. And I not only missed him coming over, but I missed the ability to just go somewhere together. Like we'd go get
Yeah.
lunch, or he came with us to Emmy's story time once at the library, and like those things aren't going to be able to happen again, at least not for a while. So, what are some of those things that you just recognized your gratitude for once all this like happened?
I guess I always, because I'm far away and I live in Australia and I don't have any immediate family around me, that is something that I do long for, to be able to just, get in the car and go visit grandma and grandpa. And even my in-laws, they live a state away, but if we were to drive, it would take maybe about 8 or 9 hours. So they're still quite a ways away. But because COVID-19 came around the time when we were getting ready to take a trip through the US, and then that had to stop, and then we were going to see my in-laws as well around that time, and then that had to not happen. It is quite tough, and so I'm grateful for international travel and being able to, just get up and go when you want, and it's a time in history where I don't think we've had these restrictions where we couldn't do that. And so definitely family, being able to see them, and friends. My husband is a pastor, and so not being able to visit with people and minister to people on a face-to-face basis was an adjustment. And so definitely glad for fellowship and church, being able to do that. We actually just started meeting again here in Australia. The ban was lifted. We are allowed 50 or less people in a church service, and so last Sabbath was our first time getting together, and it felt really good. So yeah, just grateful for all that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, well, thank you for taking time out of your really busy day to answer these questions and give us some insight to what it's like to parent four children, having your last one during the middle of all this, and then like living in another part of the world. So I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I enjoyed sharing.
Awesome. Hopefully, we can have you again.
Yeah, I would love it.
All right, thanks. All right, so I first want to thank Raquel and Marlena for again taking time to be able to record these answers, and for my sister for spending time to actually record live. And yes, if any of the other parents feel like sharing your answers to these questions that we've discussed, please reach out to me. You can also leave a message or find me somehow. We can communicate, and yeah, we can add some more stories to this conversation. And I want to thank you again, listeners, for listening, and we will see you in the next episode. And as Melissa Otto's song Don't Give Up says, don't give up. Keep looking to Jesus, stay blessed, and until next time, friends.